There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
2019, back in business.
How to offer value in the year ahead.
And as we continue with our Back in Business Month here in Dubai, we're going to look at a company that's planning to do business a little differently this year. I was sent a blog recently from a corporate website in Dubai, and it started out like this. 2019 will be a very different year for Sprudel. In our almost 5 years of existence, we have tried and failed in different ways to engage new potential clients. And so it went on with their plans. And I was really interested because it's not often that a company here talks about failure on an open forum. So I'm very pleased to have the two founders of Sprudel Water Training in the studio with us now, Neo Valentino and Sean Green. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Thank you.
Just to let people know what Sprudel does first, it makes water filters basically that attach to the source of the water in your house, or your business rather, because it's B2B, and you can get sparkling or still water from the tap. And we're going to get into why you're in that business in a few minutes, but I'm interested in this blog. Why write it?
So thanks, Brandy, for having us on the show. We wrote the blog because 2019 represents a different way of Sprudel doing business. We had spent the last 5 years going to the business decision makers. Effectively, we were working from the top of the pyramid. And then we realized that the clock is ticking on the environment. The clock is ticking really on a robust economy here globally. And then we've got to change the game and start going to the consumers. So 2019 is really about educating the consumers about why plastic really is a problem.
So that's interesting, because obviously if you're getting water that people are happy and comfortable drinking straight from the tap, and a lot of that is psychological as well, then you're not using the plastic bottles. But let's talk about what we can learn from you with what works in sales and what doesn't here in the UAE. Because you had done the foot soldiering over the last 5 years, you had done the cold calling, and they weren't working for you. Why not?
Mm-hmm. The basic reason it wasn't working is that water is low cost here in the UAE, and there are psychological things attached to drinking from the tap. But the government of the UAE and the government of Dubai has done a wonderful job at providing excellent quality tap water, and the consumers and commercial offices just don't realize that. So there really is no need to get plastic bottled waters, yet customers still continue to do that. It's about education.
But in terms of the cold calling, did you find that just phoning up, I mean, your blog went into a lot of detail about, you know, not being put through, not being able to find the right person, people not wanting to talk to you because they didn't know who you were. I mean, have we decided now that in 2019 that just doesn't work?
Yes and no. I mean, in our business or our line of business, we found that it generally didn't work. You get to the gatekeeper, what we call the gatekeeper, and is it in their interest to pass the information on? Yes or no. Most of the time it's no. Getting in touch with the decision makers is sometimes not very easy over here. So we've decided to use the channel of social media to go direct, spread the word out, and hopefully it gets to the top.
So you're not going out on sort of sales calls, you're not doing the cold calling. What will you do then? Just social media?
I mean, no, we're still going to do the cold calls. We're still going to do everything that we've done. We were just adding the social media as another type of way to gain traction in the market.
But it sounds like, from what Neo is saying there, that you're also changing who you're targeting. So instead of convincing the big boss, the person in the office, the CEO, the managing director, whoever it happens to be, to bring it in, you're trying to get advocates at the other end of the pyramid to get the staff to ask for it.
Absolutely. That's exactly what we're trying to do, is to create that demand. Filtered water in offices should be the new normal. It's the normal most other places. And what we really want to do is get the demand. I work at X office and I expect my employer to no longer offer me plastic bottled water because it's really bad for the company. Our firm saves companies over 16,000 dirhams depending on their consumption. It's bad for human health and it's bad for the environment.
Do you think that companies are going to listen to the workers in this way? Do you think that the decision makers listen to the people on, not so much the shop floor here in the UAE, more the cubicle floor?
I mean, in a perfect world, we'd hope so. But at the end of the day, if there's going to be people who are wanting plastic free, then hopefully it's going to get to the top. I mean, that's what we're here for. There's no excuse in 2019 for businesses to be drinking plastic bottles.
So I guess how you're changing things up by using more social media as a means of marketing, as a means of perhaps lead generation. But ultimately, when it comes to sales, closing a deal, ABC, always be closing, you're still going to have to talk to some kind of decision maker, someone who has the ability to write a check. Maybe not a huge check, but write a check. That means someone in procurement. Maybe it's an office manager has sign off on things of relatively low value like this. But the sales process doesn't go away, does it? Just because you're using social media.
Right, it doesn't. And in the past, over the last 5 years, we had gone in with an environmental brief. So we were playing on the heartstrings of C-level executives. But just like you said, it's the procurement person that writes the check. So we've changed our brief just to highlight the cost savings, because filtered water is less expensive. It's as good, if not better, and less expensive. And then that really speaks to procurement personnel.
Why do you as a company target businesses rather than consumers? I mean, you've got, rather than having to convince a corporate, wouldn't it be easier to convince someone like me who will feel my conscience twinge a little bit?
Yeah, that's right. But we feel we can make the biggest traction by going to corporates. I mean, it's a huge problem, not just in Dubai. It's a worldwide problem. We need to get away from plastic drinking bottles. And by doing so, over the past 5 years, we've gained the most traction and we can make the biggest impact quickest by going to businesses and changing them, because it trickles down. Once we change a corporate, then the people, if you've got 200, 300 people, then they realize, okay, that's also possible to drink filtered tap water.
We've had a question from Michael, who has said for him, it's not about the quality of Dewa water. He's fine with that. It's more about the quality of the water after it's been sitting in a building's tank and running through the pipes and the infrastructure within the actual building.
Well, at the end of the day, the holding tank will always be replenished with fresh water. So it's in a constant movement. It's just like the pipes in Dubai. So the water pipes will have a constant flow of water. So there's not much stagnation in most of the buildings here. If the building management or the facilities management have up-to-date certification about cleaning the tanks, it's 100% fine. Every machine we install, we test the water. We've never had any problems.
In order to get rid of plastic bottles in offices so that you can get sparkling or still water that comes from Dewa, do you want to quickly explain the science behind it for me, Nao? The engineer that we have in the room.
Yeah. But the science is, we have very good water in Dubai. So the Dewa supply, what you get in the water in the office buildings, is of a good quality. We come in, we install the machines, and our machines filter the water, and then that's it. It's as easy as that. We get the water tested. So every machine we install, we get it tested from a laboratory, an independent laboratory. They test the water for everything from how much magnesium is in the water, the whole chemical and biological analysis. So that's it. It's quite simple.
And so those machines are dispensing water, but not from water bottles. They're dispensing it effectively from the water supply. We've had a couple of questions about your business model, whether or not you are selling, leasing, providing for free, and then charging for maintaining. What are you actually doing?
We are lease-based, and because that's the model, what works for our customers. I mean, if you went to a company 5 years ago and say, okay, drink filtered tap water, they would have said probably no. I mean, these days it's a little bit easier in air quotes, but it just works. So they have everything, the machine service, everything is included. So we have to provide them with drinking water. So there's no upfront costs. It's a monthly lease, and it's the simplest way to do it.
Because a couple of people, I mean, we're basically getting, and this is something that I've had people who've had filtration systems in the home sort of say is, you know, if the filtering goes wrong, it goes really wrong, ooh.
Absolutely. So Sprudel is different because Sprudel maintains the filters, and it is our responsibility to ensure that that filter is doing the work that it's meant to do. And as Sean mentioned, we have the water tested up to quarterly, really.
Final question, why are you selling to businesses and why aren't you selling to individuals?
Again,
or
it's
leasing to.
Yeah, it's the biggest impact, quickest. And so with the big companies, you can make a bigger impact than going to the average consumer.
Sean Green and Nao Valentino, the founders of Sprudel Water Training, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
2019, back in business.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.